This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jasandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And today we're asking you,
do you have faith in the leadership abilities of the younger generation? Mm. So looking at our Twitter poll right now, we have 42% who say yes, 49% who say they have potential, and you've got about just over 8% who say no. Mm. No, they don't have faith in the leadership ability of the young, the youth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Oh, WhatsApp, that's huge. Okay, there's lots. Okay, here, this is Chow Tai Hee. He says, anyone, not just the youth, would do better than the current crop of politicians who are childish and think only of the position so they can lord it over rather than serve the citizens. I'm not a youth, but I'm equally disgusted with them. Then there is, this is Maggie Best. Looking at the latest fiasco, it's evident the maturity doesn't necessarily come with age, or perhaps in the MPs experiencing early second childhood. In my opinion, it's arrogance that is a culprit, whether young or old. If we feel we are so good, we would never want to learn new things, see other people's viewpoints, accept new ideas to improve. So age is not the issue here. Give the job to the responsible person, regardless young or old.
We also have some comments on Twitter, and this is from Disco Guy 1974. Is that 1974? Is that still youth? Okay. Who says, wrongly clicked on no. I really meant yes, because the younger leaders seem always focused on the issue at hand and not self-interest and wider political maneuvering. It's time for a youth political party. There is another tweet here, and this is from Ramli, who's chimed in to say, polls on Twitter and on Instagram will inevitably yield a positive result for the youth, as they're the only ones who know how to use them. Frida, would you like to address this?
Oh, please. You are using it, Ramli. Well, I'm assuming you are, you know.
And also Disco Guy 1974.
My mom uses social media more than me.
Yeah.
So does my
Our parents actually are frequent social media users. Yeah. I can guarantee you they use a lot more than us. Especially Facebook. They love Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook is their new neighborhood kind of chit chat, you know.
It's the way they keep in touch.
So it's just whatever I tell my mom, she doesn't believe it until she sees it on Facebook. It's like, you know, when her friend and her friend, you know, in brackets on Facebook says that if you, drink this thing with ginger, it will help you.
I get that.
And then she believes it. But, you know, I told her the same thing years ago. She just didn't believe me. So
I feel your pain, Jeff.
I was joking to her. I was saying, it's like, maybe I need to post on Facebook, then you will believe me.
And I said that too.
So, anyways, you know, we're sort of going off topic here, but it's true that, you know, I think, you know, a lot of our elder generation are actually using social media, if not more, the same as us. Well, let's talk about our habit of littering in public places. It's more rampant now because everyone's wearing face masks, right? So I'm sure you would have noticed when you walk around the streets, you would have seen one, you know, used face mask just lying at the side of the road, or, you know, when you're just crossing the street, tissues and plastic bottles and all kinds of, you know, waste paper bags. We've always seen it by the side of our street. Recently, it went viral in Port Dickson. The entire beach was trashed by just, you know, individuals who are inconsiderate to desperately want a holiday over the weekend. So, you know, they went up to Port Dickson. It was 45 minutes away from Kuala Lumpur, and entirely just, you know, just destroyed the place. And you know, and you feel like, you know, it took, what, 3 to 4 months for the world's, you know, in a way to heal itself because of COVID.
And you destroyed it.
In a day, right? Or in a weekend, right? So it's really sad to see that there's so many of these cases, not just here in Malaysia, by the way, but around the world. There is that issue, right? So what I think this is coming out from Zero Waste Malaysia is actually really clever. So Zero Waste Malaysia, if you don't know, they are a non-profit organization that advocates sustainable living. So they're hoping to change this situation by educating the youth on how to deal with waste properly through an engaging virtual classroom and lesson plan. So it was launched earlier in July. Their lesson plan consists of five 60-minute modules that target youth from the age 11 to 17 years of age. The five modules We'll explain the concept of waste, where it goes, the different types of waste, how much waste is produced, and what can we do about it. The modules also include an audio and visual aids, as well as an activity sheet that is designed in alignment with the Malaysian secondary school standard curriculum. And all contents are available in English, Malay, Chinese, and Tamil. So, you know, it really is, I guess, you know, reaching out to a wider scope. And I'm just thinking, it's like, you know, when I was, you know, in secondary school, I don't remember, you know, anything about, you know, how we can make the world a sustainable place.
Right.
You know, and I feel like if this can be embedded into the education system, it'll be great. Because I know for a fact that places, especially in Scandinavian countries, it is part of their education in terms of how you would actually go about in your, you know, in making the world a sustainable place and learning about, you know, just the environment better.
Right.
I don't remember much about, you know.
The whole exposure, of course, not in school as well. It was like in the early 90s when I was in Australia as a student. It was like, wow, recycling, that was like an eye-opener for me. Composting. So this whole thing, I didn't see it here. And I guess they worried because they know they got a hole in the ozone, right, close to them. But this whole idea, we don't have that here. Mm. It is changing. And I'm still like reading this. And I'm like, I don't know why people can't clean up after themselves. It's not difficult.
Lack of education.
It's lack of education. It's not about, you know, I don't know. I don't do that. I wasn't educated about it, but it's like I clear up after myself and throw in a proper bin.
But I think education comes from not in the form of just you learning, but just your experiences and your exposure to different things, right? Mm. So I think that is an issue. Like a lot of these individuals who were inconsiderate are just not exposed to what the problem is, what the challenge is. And that's why I think, you know, we just brand it as lack of education. But it comes down to many different layers, right? It's the awareness, not knowing, and just, you know, just...
But it's like, okay, you go to a beach, right? You go to a beach and you see litter, right? Do you want to go, right? So, I mean, just looking at, you don't want to go because...
They're not aware of that part yet. So that's where the education needs to come in, right?
And then we wonder why we have flash floods. And we wonder why we have all these issues. You know, we have our monsoon drains being clogged up and things like that. And, you know, even in the city center, we wonder why these things happened. Well, it's because of the trash and the impact of trash. And you know, you have to start early. You have to start with your kids early. And I think this initiative is is a great way to try and get students more aware about the impact of trash.
Yeah. Now, the education modules can be downloaded for free on the Zero Waste Malaysia's website. Parents or teachers can use the modules to teach children at home, in school, or virtually. They can refer to the user guide and lesson plan included in each module. With the grant funding, Zero Waste Malaysia is conducting free virtual classrooms. It's called Wira Zero Waste, or WOW, for up to 360 students from August to October 2020 via Telegram or WhatsApp. So, you know, I feel like they're reaching out in really creative ways, but yet, you know, it's available in the four major languages in Malaysia and targeting to a very specific age group as well. Really hope they go far.
Yeah, and for more information on the Wira Zero Waste campaign, you can also listen to the podcast. I think Juliet spoke to them on Monday. So go look up for the Bigger Picture podcast at bfm.my. Also, you know, you can find us iTunes, Spotify, or better yet, just get the BFM app and you can find us there as well.
This is great. So they're in the youth and politics, youth in business, youth in environment,
sustainability.
We'll talk about youth and healthcare after this.
All right. Get in touch with us. For now, though, we're asking you, do you have faith in the leadership abilities of the younger generation? Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.